State Senator Catherine Pugh claimed victory last night in Baltimore's Democratic mayoral primary, a race that became tighter as the evening went on and more votes were counted. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Pugh focused on unity and moving forward in her victory speech.
Pugh entered the ballroom at the Baltimore Harbor Hotel to cheers and Stevie Wonder's sign, seal, and deliver.
First, let me just take a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Baltimore.
Pugh also thanked her supporters, her volunteers, and the politicians who endorsed her. She said her experiences, from serving on the city council to being the majority leader in the Maryland State Senate, have prepared her for this moment.
Everything that I've done to this point has prepared me for this moment. To lead the city in the direction that it should go. That it is about, I know that's right.
She said that while it's important to have a thriving downtown, neighborhoods that have been left behind are important too.
And we've done some great things in some of our communities and neighborhoods, but I'm telling you, together, we're going to build great neighborhoods throughout this city.
After her speech, Pugh, who came in second in a race for mayor against Stephanie Rawlings Blake 5 years ago, said to come in on top was a dream come true. She said her administration would be one of inclusion.
From our young people to our seniors, I've been across the depths and the breadths of this city, and I hear the voices of the people who say, bring us together, lead us in the direction that this city should go in, and the mayor will set the tone, and I will set the tone and the vision for moving our city forward.
Social activist Kwame Rose voted for Pugh, joining her at a polling place in Southwest Baltimore, but Rose insisted that he did not pick Pugh.
A long time ago, Catherine Pugh picked me.
He added that Baltimore will soon understand why Pugh is the best person to help heal the city.
She saw something in me, and she always begged me to stay safe and to do the right thing. And because of her advice, I've been able to advance in this last year and become a better person and a better human being.
Former Congressman and NAACP President Kwesi Mfume said Pugh's victory is a second chance for Baltimore.
I've known Kathy for almost 35 years. I know what she's made out of. I know what her commitment is. And I know how she has had a knack to bring communities together.
Mfume said he hopes the bitterness that played out in the last weeks of the campaign has ended.
And I would urge the other candidates in the race to coalesce behind her, recognize the only way we have one Baltimore is that we will have one movement toward that. Black, white, Latino, no matter where you are across the city, it's time to move forward, and we've got a new champion and a new leader to move us forward.
Among those in the crowd to congratulate Pugh was Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis, who credited her for running a dignified campaign.
And I think when people look back at the way she conducted herself in this campaign season, in spite of some negativity that was thrown her way, she always chose, and it's a choice, she always chose to rise above it all.
Pugh will face off against former WBAL radio newsman Alan Walden, who handily won the Republican nomination, and several independent candidates. But because the number of registered Democrats in the city vastly outnumbers Republicans, Pugh is expected to be the next mayor of Baltimore in December. I'm Kenneth Burns with the Pugh campaign for 88.1 WYPR.